It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Research from a new study of 185 countries has found that New Zealand and Australia have some of the highest rates of breast cancer diagnoses in the world. However, our mortality rates from breast cancer were at the lower end of the scale and reducing by 2.1% per year, well on our way to meeting the World Health Organization Global Breast Cancer Initiative goal of 2.5% a year. I spoke to cancer genomics researcher and data analyst, Dr. Annette Lasham from the University of Auckland Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences, about the study and how we respond to breast cancer diagnoses in Aotearoa.
The findings are not new. We've a number of global studies, probably over at least the last decade, have shown the same. I think what we need to do is, invest in research into this. But for women in Aotearoa, New Zealand, I think we need to be aware of things that we can change to reduce our risk. There's obviously things that we can't change, like getting older. If we have a personal or a family history, or even if we have dense breast tissue, and we can't change those things. But things that can be changed are things like, which we've all heard many times, which are things like maintaining a healthy body weight, reducing our alcohol consumption, making sure we get exercise. Interestingly, a study came out last year in the British Medical Journal, which actually showed an association of higher consumption of ultra-processed foods. So that means eating more foods that are full of ingredients that you don't have in your kitchen. So that obviously includes lots of takeaways, but lots of foods in the supermarket have chemicals in them to help modify them to make them last longer on the shelf, look better, taste better. But, you know, these aren't things that are found in nature. And so this study showed that there was an association with increased breast cancer risk with people consuming higher amounts of ultra-processed foods. It was only an association. These things are really difficult to... These types of studies are really difficult to show definitively, because obviously everybody's eating different things, and all sorts of other things that are going on in their life means, you know, it's not like something you can control for in the lab. But there's certainly an association with that. So I think we will probably see more of that, and that may also contribute to why we are seeing increased rates, not just in New Zealand, and but globally, why we see increasing rates of breast cancer. But we'll have to follow that.
And despite having the highest breast cancer incidence rates in the world, our rates of death from breast cancer were at the lower end of the scale. What is it about our practices in Aotearoa that you think have led us to being able to prevent high death rates? Do you think it's because of early detection?
I think that's part of it. I think we have to give an awful lot of credit to the clinicians who are treating women diagnosed with breast cancer in New Zealand, because they're doing it on shoestring. We don't have access to all the new drugs that are available, even in countries like Australia, but lots of new drugs that come out that are available for women in the US and in UK and Europe, we don't have access to in New Zealand, because we really do have a very limited health budget. So as I said, that's real kudos to our clinicians who are doing their absolute best to treat women. What we are seeing is that, this is wonderful news that we are seeing this reduced mortality rates. We saw that in a report that we published with the Breast Cancer Foundation in 2022, where we did a sort of state of the nation report on breast cancer across 60% of New Zealand. And we were looking at survival rates between 2003 and 2020. And we could see that the survival rates were improving. And we particularly saw that for women who were diagnosed with higher stage disease, that means that their disease was more advanced. And we saw that the improvements were actually best for Maori and Pacific women, meaning that fewer Maori and Pacific women were dying from breast cancer if they were diagnosed with more advanced disease. But that's still behind European and especially Asian women in New Zealand. And I think one of the most important things that came out of that was for once women were diagnosed with breast cancer, because we have access to great clinicians, we also have reporting standards that have been introduced in probably the last 10 plus years, where these are Australian New Zealand reporting standards, which means that they've been developed to ensure that women get the best possible care once they're in the system. And so having these reporting standards also mean that we're treating our women to really high standards, and they're being managed in a timely fashion, irrespective of the fact that we have limited access to these new drugs. So that's all contributing, which is absolutely wonderful. At what stage that plateaus is also really interesting, whether we will continue on having improved survival may start to be limited by things like getting more women into screening. And I think that that's screening is absolutely the key here, because that can get us more women having their breast cancers detected at an earlier stage. And an earlier stage means that it's less aggressive treatment for them. It also costs the health system less money. But more importantly, those women having less cancer treatment have some fantastic outcomes when they're diagnosed at a higher stage. So that you're looking at into 90% survival for 5 to 10 years after diagnosis if you're diagnosed with stage one or stage two, particularly stage one disease, so really early detection. And our own research has actually shown that about 60% of women who are eligible to receive screening, free screening through the National Screening Program, through Breast Screen Aotearoa, so that's women aged between 45 to 69, 60% of these women have their cancer detected through screening. But that still means that 40% are presenting with symptoms. And that means symptoms like a lump or a change in their breast. And that's often detected by their GP. And then if their breast cancer is detected by symptoms, that tends to mean that their breast cancer is more advanced, because it's large enough for symptoms to present themselves, for a lump to be felt, for example. Whereas for some women where their breast cancer is detected by screening, they can be detecting a tumour that's as small as a grain of rice, which is amazing, because that means a small surgery can take place, and that's it. Whereas obviously if the breast cancer is more advanced, it may have spread, talking about women needing mastectomy, potentially chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and so it's a lot more aggressive treatment. So I guess the message really through all of this is it's fantastic that our survival rates are increasing. That's wonderful. But we can do more. Women can ensure that if they develop breast cancer, that it can be detected earlier by making sure that they take up screening. when they're eligible and if they can afford to have private screening to go to get screening from the age of 40 and not wait till 45.
That was cancer genomics researcher and data analyst Dr. Annette Lasham from the University of Auckland Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences speaking to me about a new study of 185 countries finding that New Zealand and Australia have some of the highest rates of breast cancer diagnoses in the world.